Standby GPO Wichita County ARES all stations. Standby for a severe thunderstorm watch. Standby GPO Wichita County ARES storm prediction. Severe thunderstorm watch for Archer, Baylor, Clay, Ford, Hardeman, Knox, Wichita, and Will Barker counties until 8 p.m. This evening. Imagine we'll start seeing some development before too awful long in our area in the eastern Texas panhandle and western central portions of the state of Oklahoma. Do want to advise everyone that the Frederick radar is down. Supposedly the technicians are on the way to see what the problem is. No estimated time of that thing coming back online. So that means spotters are going to be very important in that we will be looking at anywhere, if I use the Abilene radar or the Twin Lakes radar out of Norman, we'll be looking at 7,000 to 10,000 feet in the area air, and that doesn't do us much good. So as soon as we get something going, we'll be paging out and get spotters to the field. So again, severe thunderstorm watch until 2,000 hours this evening. Up by GPO, Wichita County.
Thank you, Charlie. 10-5 OIJ.
10-5 DHG is QSO.
Step by GPO, Wichita County ARES. Stand by weather update. Step by tonight. Southwestern portions of Baylor County and Hardeman County. We got some thunning out of Throckmorton County. South central portions of Baylor County. Storm over in Knox County, just northeast of Ford and Hardeman County. The cells that are down in Knox and in Baylor, Hardeman, and Ford County are generally the east and a little bit south of these, generally in our direction. So evidently the boundary that has been laying down south and drift back. I wanted to alert everybody that we may have to get a few here again. So next time we page out, I'll probably be doing check out into the field. It's up by GPO, Wichita County.
Thank you, Charlie. 10-5 OIJ.
USL, KE5KNV.
Thanks, Charlie. KE5KNX.
So we've got other sales out in Knox County, and those things are still moving. Sales that we've got in Ford and Hardeman County now appear. It looks like at this present time that all of these sales are probably going to stay to the west, have to mess with them. When you people get out that have been. Let me know when you got there. It's Step 5 GPO, Wichita County.
JD5INN.
Go ahead.
You want me more on the north side of Electra or the south side?
You could go south on 25 down there, you know, them spots down there around 1811. Like, which you're best from. Be fine with me. Just let me know.
QSL, KD5INN.
Yeah, all stations be advised, still have Frederick down, and for example, the cell in the Baylor County area, just south and south, we're out of territory between there and the ground. We start getting involved. Good information. This stuff by GPO.
W5GPO, KD5INN.
Jerry.
I was going to let you know, I think your audio is a little bit low. If you could speak up a little bit more. KD5INN.
Okay, is that any better?
Sound just like my wife yelling at me. Beautiful. KD5INN.
Well, I knew you thought I was pretty. Thank you for the compliment.
K5WFT on location, Watertown, Iowa Park, with no other comments.
Yeah, you know I'm pretty, too. Thank you, David. Up by GPO. We sail down in eastern Knox County, getting some pretty good 37 quarter-size hail continued, and I think that bent. So these sails headed generally more to a park. Up by GPO. by GPO Wichita County. A severe thunderstorm warning at down in Baylor County continues for about 10. You see a pulse down a little bit and generally moving to the northeast at about 25, direction of the left to the west side of Iowa Park. Step by GPO. I've been sitting on their mic, y'all. Be careful where your mics are. 5GPO. Okay, it's up by GPO Wichita County Weather Services. Painting all of that stuff out there in Ford and Knox, Wilbarger County, and part of Wichita County in a big brush. We got a severe thunderstorm warning for Archer, Baylor, Ford, Knox, Wichita and Wilbarger until 3:45, wind gusts possible to 60 miles an hour. This is only the very southwestern portion of Wichita County and basically the northwestern portion of Archer County. I'll be back in a minute. Got to make a call or two. The 5GPO.
WFT, I'll be on the radio for just a couple of minutes.
KF5IUB, the 5GPO.
SIUB.
You on location yet?
I had just grabbed my microphone when you called me. I am on location.
Okay, that stuff is trying to come in the northwestern portion of Archer there. You may get it a little damp. There's a little core probably about 7-8 miles southwest Baylor County, but it's got a. If that thing gets too close, and if you can see a hail shaft in that thing, you'd probably maybe move on south down toward Archer City.
Okay, QSL.
Yeah, you just watch it and you make the call. The stuff is still moving about 25, continuing to try to, it's getting together with all that stuff that's been in Ford and Hardeman County, continuing to drift generally to the northeast. The stuff by GPO.
K5WFT, back on the radio.
Okay, thank you, sir. KF5IUB, 5GPO.
This is IUB. Go ahead, Charlie.
Can you see under that stuff, that high enough, base of that thing high enough where you can see under it?
Not at this time. There's a pretty good rain curtain between me and that stuff that you're talking about. It does look like the rain may up, or we might be able to see under it here shortly.
Okay, well, somebody, one of the illegal aliens in the area reported there was a rotating wall cloud under that thing.
Well, like I said, the rain seems to be letting up a little bit. We might be able to get a look underneath it, but it is where we can, just as long as it quits raining a little bit, where we can see it.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's 5GPO. KE5KNV, KE5KNV, that's 5GPO.
KNV.
Why don't you go ahead and ease out to your spot on the west side, and if you take a handheld, you get out and do that talking with it, be sure you got it on high power, because it was sure getting noisy last night, okay?
Go to the west side? Right.
Well, west, yeah, that west side over there, and then you can see this stuff off down in Archer and Baylor.
USL on my way. KE5KND clear.
Step by GPO Wichita County. Do I have any other veterans that want to check in at this time? Come now. Trainees that want to check in, come now. GPO, those of you that got your maps. I hope everybody does. Cell's in, well, I'm going to say in the northwestern portion of Archer County on over into the northeastern portion of Baylor County. I think that's going to be the area we're going to need to watch coming out of Ford and Hardeman campus. It's good rain, but it doesn't have the cores in it that this does. Again, we still got a severe thunderstorm warning on all this stuff until 3:45. It's up by GPO. It's up by GPO for information. Report out of Baylor County. Got some tennis ball size hail, supposedly 12 miles north of Seymour. Step by GPO. Step by GPO for information. Another hail report 3 miles east northeast of Maybell. Got some 2.5 inch hail. Shannon, you and Steve need to be ready to choke you from there. You kind of watch under the bite hail shed. Hook them up toward Archer City South at that thing till it passes, right?
QSL.
KD5INN.
This is KD5INN, Charlie. I'm moving a little bit further to the south. I think I'm seeing what that fellow was calling a wall cloud earlier.
Okay, are you getting drizzled on up there at this time? You getting rain on you now, Jerry?
Charlie, I'm having a hard time hearing you on 9. I don't know if it's the repeater or an antenna or just the distance.
Well, it shouldn't be either. You got some, you know, heavier rain showers there west of Electra, a couple of miles, so you may get wet. That stuff is generally drifting eastward and northeast, kind of coming into the Electra area. So kind of watch where you go so you can get out of a spot if you need to, old.
Charlie, I didn't catch hardly any of that. Try that again.
Shannon, are you hearing me okay out there where you are?
Yeah, QSL, both of you are loud and clear. It must just be a spot that Jerry's in because you're loud and clear, and he's loud and clear to me.
Yeah, I'm hearing him just fine. Well, he's got a little problem, but the repeater is good. Danny can talk in from Electra with a handheld, so anyway, Jerry, if you need me to go to 800, let me know.
Okay, QSL, I've got you right now. I'm moving towards the south side of Electra. I guess it's going to be a core. It may be what that fellow was, whoever talked about a wall cloud earlier. I'm not really seeing one, but I'm under the area of it.
Well, those three heavier cores, one of them is in northwestern Archer, and the other two are over into Baylor County. I don't know. You might be able to see that far. I don't know.
W5GPO, KD5WE.
Okay, was it Alpha Whiskey Bravo?
Kilo Delta, correction, Kilo Delta 5. Whiskey Inform X-ray.
Okay, give me his call, host call sign phonetically, please.
Kilo Delta 5, Whiskey Uniform Echo.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you wasn't talking too plain to me. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to let you know a couple things. First one is we're here at the EOC, and we'll be here for a while until things change. And the other thing is I'm getting you loud and clear on this channel. And I also wondered if you had any information about the Frederick radar.
No, I have no additional information. Nothing's come up on chat to advise it. Last thing we heard is that technicians were on that way. But, of course, they probably had to take two coffee breaks and have lunch before they got out of the building at Altus Air Force Base. Over.
Okay, we're using Dias in Fort Worth here, trying to keep an eye on things. We'll be here for a while, just to give me a holler on the radio or on the phone if you need me.
All right, thank you much. Yeah, I'm using Dice also, so appreciate it. Thank you for the information. The 5G PIP.
Thank you, Charlie. JD5WUE.
IUB.
Yeah, go ahead, Shannon.
Charlie, this stuff moving in from the west on us, we have no contrast whatsoever as far as what we can see under that storm. I guess it's a very large amount of rain between us and the bay, kind of in the blind out here, too. We just got some light rain currents. If we start catching hail, we're heading south.
Okay, yeah, I just head on down toward the roadside park, and you should run out of the rain when you get down in that area, and then you can kind of stay in behind that stuff when it moves on northeast, and just watch the backside of it, which will be fine.
Okay, QSL.
It's that 5G fuel with an update. We still got this severe thunderstorm warning on these cells out here in Archer Baylor, southwestern Wichita County, till 3:45. We're looking at a bunch of rain in this thing again. There's still three pretty good little cores that put out some hail, maybe some golf ball, and a little larger in Baylor County. This stuff is still... I think the whole mess is drifting to the east a little bit, but the cells are trying to move to the northeast. So this thing has got plenty of rain. There's going to be some low-lying area flooding with this, maybe some stream flooding if this keeps sitting in there where it is and dropping the water out. So don't see anything else interesting in it at this time. If any of you feel like you need to move, well, let me know and we'll get you moved somewhere. That's 5GPL.
Just KE5KNV on location.
All right. Thank you, sir. Is there any activities going on out there?
There's 4 or 5 cars, but nothing yet.
Okay. QSL. Thank you, sir. KD5INN.
INN, go ahead.
Jerry, you're going to be kind of covered up in rain there in a little bit. I don't know how much good you're going to do, you know, in that area. Probably need to hang up, you know, stay in that area based on this other stuff down southwest of you coming up that way. But you may not be able to tell us much, except that it's going to be raining a lot on you over.
Okay, QSL. I'm gonna step out and stick a magnet antenna on and see if I start receiving any better, just to make sure I don't have an antenna issue. And then I'll probably drift back up towards town and see if I can get a better spot.
Okay, QSL. Stay in touch. Step by GPO. KF5IUB, are you rolling, Shannon?
No, we don't really have a threat right on us right now. We just still got some light rain, but it's pretty bright above us. We're starting to get a little more contrast of the storm. We can start to see it a little bit still here at microwave.
Okay, is it pretty low base on it?
Yeah, it seems to be. Like I said, the rain curtain has cleared up a little bit where we can see underneath. I guess our view is getting better as a talk.
Okay, there's a real good core of that thing. It's well up there at the intersection at Mankins. It's probably about half, three-quarter mile northwest of Mankins, and it extends westward back over into Baylor County. So it's not going to be long before you're going to be able to see the back end of that whole mess.
Okay. I think we might be in the clear as far as the hail, so we may just hang right here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that you'll get any hail unless it blow it off the top of it over your way at all. But, okay, well, you just let me know if you need to move.
QSL.
OYJ.
Go ahead, Danny.
Okay, Dre, would you actually precept? There's some wind mix in it, but I can't tell you what speed.
Okay, let me look here, Danny. Yeah, you're probably going to get some gusts there. It's not showing. I don't think anything is going to be real significant for you, Danny. Over.
QSL.
85IP, Danny, are you monitoring frequency? 5GPO. Step by GPO, Wichita County. Weather Service Norman has reissued this thunderstorm warning for Archer Baylor, Wichita, and Wilbarger County. It's good till 16:30. 4:30, now they've changed the configuration of the box, and the severe thunderstorm warning covers Highway Park, almost up to Burrow, out to the western edge of Wichita Falls, down through Holiday, Canaan Corner, all that area is now covered by GPO. This thing is obviously dropping some copious amounts of water out of it, so you guys are probably on the, where you are right now, you're going to be on the high water side, but as that thing moves over, if it moves as slow as it is, water falling, it's just a shame we're not getting it in the water, in the lakes. Step by GPO. Step by GPO, Wichita County. You know, we're still got in a, put out new severe thunderstorm warning for our area, Archer Baylor, Wichita, Wilbarger, until 4:30. Also, they have issued a aerial flood watch for 43 counties in Oklahoma and down in Texas. And so Archer Baylor, Clay, Ford, Hardeman, Knox, Wichita, and Wilbarger are in this flood watch until Saturday, May the 10th at 10 p.m. I hope it just dumps all kind of water on the water shape. That stuff is still drifting to the northeast. A heavy is a good heavy core right out over Danny's house around Cadain Corner. It's going to be drifting toward Highway Park, so WFT, you're going to have to heads up on that one. The other core is back southwest of that one. It's still down in Baylor County. Get into Wichita County. Anybody have any questions, holler. Up by GPO. Flood watch is good until Sunday. May figure my days anymore. Up by GPO.
10-5-YJ.
Go ahead, Danny.
Okay, talk to dispatch over here. They got wind sustained at 17, gusting to 22 right now.
Copy, sustained 17, gusting 22. Thanks, sir. 35 GPO.
10-5-OIJ.
IUB.
Go ahead, Shannon.
We're fixing to get run over by this storm. It's pushing out a pretty good little shelf cloud and some very heavy rain on its way, so we're going to hook them south, and we're having to dodge a bunch of illegals.
QSL, let us know where you finally lie. W5 GPO.
QSL, KF5IUB.
It's W5 GPO, Wichita County, ARES. We're getting some pretty good rain showers in the, well, probably east and just northeast of Electra, east of Pumpkin Center area. And we still got that heavy core, probably a little hail out around Danny's house, around Cadain Corner, and extends southwestward from there to probably 7-8 miles north of Seymour. And they're getting some real good water in there. There's probably going to be some low-lying area water in that area. That whole mess is still moving to the east and northeast, so Highway Park, you guys, y'all are going to get wet. The Holiday area down to Dundee and into the Mankins area. That's stuck by GPO. KF5IUB to 5GPO.
5INN.
Stand by just a second, Jerry. KF5IUB to 5GPO. Maybe out of the vehicle. Go ahead, Jerry.
I was just going to let you know this thing looks like it's pretty well past our location. We didn't get anything over 24 mile an hour winds and torrential rain. You want us to hang out here a little longer, or you need us to go somewhere else?
Well, I don't think there's any issue trying to come back in here yet, because you'd have to punch through all that stuff and just be torrential rain. Won't you hang on there just a little bit, and then we can maybe bring you down 25 in that way, or whichever way you want to go. Ain't no use being in a hurry about it at this time, over.
Okay, QSL. Just for information, yeah, we're still not getting a real good signal out this way, reception-wise. KD5INN.
You still down there about 1811?
Negative. We slipped back up.
Yeah, you chopped out on me at that time. Oh, let me get back to KF5IUB, that 5GPO.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Boy, you're chopping out on me now, so let's just try to stay here. IUB, you got a lot of traffic out there on the street in front of you, haven't you? A lot of illegal aliens passing by.
Yeah, QSL, how do you read now?
That's fine. That's fine now.
Okay, we were down that below that hill to where the Kickapoo turnoff is the reason we couldn't hit. But yeah, there is a lot of people out here, and we're turned around and easing back north on 25 so we can watch this thing, find us a place. We're probably a half mile from that Kickapoo cutoff here on 25, north of there.
Okay, be sure you check in when you light somewhere so I'll know where you are. If you're unable to reach me, why, try me on 800. That's 5GPO.
Okay, well, like I said, we're stopped here about a mile north of the Kickapoo turnoff on 25. We're stopped right here.
Okay, QSL.
BST.
Go ahead, David.
We're getting awful heavy rain over here in Iowa Park. This building's down to less than a mile. And I'm going to pull into this old close gas station down there at Johnson Road just in case there's any little hail bumps fall out of it.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, that rain's affecting all the talking getting into the repeater. So if you have trouble, I'm monitoring 800, so give me a call on it if you can't get me on 94. It's up by GPO. Hey, for information, got a local storm report. I had a call in 14 miles west of Holiday. Had some 1-inch quarter-size hail at 3:39, so that's a little bit old. Up by GPO. Okay, if somebody is trying to call me, you were not making it. You'll have to go to 800. 5GPO.
5OIJ with a hail report.
Go ahead, Mr. Hughes.
Nickel size hail, Burnett Ranch Road, current time for 201 Electra.
Okay, and what road?
Burnett Ranch Road in 287.
Okay, QSL, Nichols Burnett Ranch Road 287. We'll send it in. Danny, thank you, sir.
Yeah, 5OIJ, sir.
WFT, Charlie, we're getting a good inch an hour of rain over here in Iowa Park right now.
Well, I said that a while ago, I think, David, there's copious amounts of rain coming in this, so I want you guys just kind of hang loose for a little bit, maybe let up, but we'll probably look for some stream flooding or anything else when we kind of start pulling you people in. But all that stuff is drifting in towards Wichita Falls, so we're all going to get wet here pretty quick. At 5GPO. A little update. The hail cord that was over the Canaan Corner area has kind of elongated itself, running from generally just a little east-northeast of Canaan Corner, southwestward down towards Holiday. It's not into the Holiday area. Stuff by GPO Wichita County ARES. They just extended the severe thunderstorm warning we had over in the western part of the county to cover all of the rest of the eastern portion of Wichita County up to the Burke Burnett area on south down into Archer. This is developed into a line of very heavy rain showers, extend from the Randolett area southwestward down to Burke Burnett, covers over Highway Park, just west side of Wichita Falls, west side of Lakeside City, down to almost into Archer City. It's going to be a lot of rain, and so the low areas are probably going to get flooded in this. This ain't moving slow enough. Don't see anything that severe in it. Probably got some cores in it. Maybe some up to nickel-sized hail. Maybe some wind gusts to 30, 35 is about all we see in it now. So you guys just kind of hang where you are at this time until this thing gets passed, and then we'll start pulling y'all in, I think. It's Step 5 GPO, Wichita County. Holler if you got a question.
10-5 OIJ.
Go ahead, Danny.
Is all this stuff still moving southwest or northeast, or is it moving west-east now?
Well, these individual cells are kind of drifting to the northeast, but this whole line is pushing itself to the east, so...
KSL, 10-5 OIJ.
Okay, all station be advised, they have just issued a flash flood warning for the city of Wichita Falls. Y'all stand by, that's by GPO.
Last calling station, say again your call sign, go ahead.
KF5IQB.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay, we have stopped. We're at the intersection of 25 at this rest stop. We were starting to get a little bit of hail where we were, maybe nickels, very sporadic, but the only place we could pull over was here at this rest stop at 25 and 210.
USL, this is 5GPO. This is 5GPO. All stations be advised. We are, Wichita Falls is in a flash flood warning until 7:15 this evening. 5GPO.
Net control, 85NC.
85NC, go ahead.
Hey, David, I know that Charlie said y'all didn't need anybody else out. I'm sitting at I-44 and Missile Road. VLL's with me. We're just sitting here until the rain gets through. We'll be monitoring if you need anything.
Roger. If you see any flooding, let us know. From what the Weather Service said, there's been 1 to 3 inches out west Dundee and north of Dundee, so it may get real wet real quick. W5GPO.
QSL, 85NC.
Hey, it's W5GPO, Wichita County, ARES. Norman has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern, for Archer and Southern Clay, good until 5 p.m. It's W5GPO, and we're getting tremendous rains in the city of Wichita Falls at this time. Okay, if somebody's trying to call me, you're not making it, try it on 800. If you can't get in to me, try it on 800. That's, guys, it's wiping you all out. It's that proud GPO. I'm gonna do some checks here and see where we've got everybody. K5WFT, you copy me, David, over?
QSL, loud and clear in Owl Park.
Okay, QSL, thank you, sir. KD5INN, jury.
K5WFT.
Go ahead.
As far as information for WUE, Lee may want to know, I just talked to my sister, works on base, and she said they had a bad power surge, all the power went out and came back up, and as soon as the power came back up, the alarm went off. So she figures that may have what triggered the alarm at the base go off, power surge may have triggered it.
Okay, thank you. We'll pass that along. F-I-G-P-O. F-5-U-W-E. Lee, are you monitoring the 5-GPO?
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
You hear David, he talked to his sister out there at the base. She said they lost all the power, and then it came back up, and that's when the sirens went off. Reckon that had anything to do with it, over?
Could very well be. We're still waiting a call back from the emergency management guys there at Shepherd and let me know what's going on. And also, just for your information, the power's out there somewhere around Barnett Road because our repeater's down. We're on battery backup.
Okay, I went out of the room a while ago and I heard that repeater beeping, so I figured it was on emergency power or backup power.
If we lose those batteries before we get the generator started, we'll be on TAC 1, Charlie.
Okay, QSL.
Thanks, sir.
I'm going to give this, I'll have to give this report on both frequencies, but this is on 9-4. We got a line of shower right from up Comanche County down, right down through Wichita Falls, extends south down, clear down to Graham, line of thunder showers. Individual cells moving to the northeast, and it's dropping lots of water. In addition, we have additional development out in Stonewall County, out to our southwest, and that looks like it's going to kind of start direction, but we're going to probably kind of get this water through here. I want to pull you people in if we have to do any looking around. Well, we will. Otherwise, we'll take a break, and then we may have to get back out again after a while. To step by GPO, I'm going to be... Does anybody have any questions before I go to 800? Okay, thank you. Going to 800 at 5GPR, I'll be back.
KD5RZK.
RZK, go ahead. I was on 800.
Yeah, I heard you. I just wanted to give you a hail report. I got just a couple of pea-sized hail, and I had one maybe almost a dime, but not quite. I'm sitting in my truck in my QTH, KD5RZK.
Okay, thank you much. We'll take care of that and turn it in. Thank you to 5GPO QSY 800.
WE.
Go ahead, WE.
I just got a call back from Shepherd. There's no tornado. It wasn't a problem with the power. It was a personnel issue. They're standing down, their siren, and they're sheltering, and everything's all right now.
Okay, QSL, that'll take care of that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Fire GPO. Step by GPO, Wichita County ARS. We're bringing everybody in, so you're monitoring 9-4. We've been having some trouble with it further out, so we may have a problem. And I think if you QSY to 800, and when you get to the house, give me a call and let me know you're there so we can check you out. This is the 5GPO. We're talking.
5GPO, 85CO.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Charlie. Down here by the auditorium between 5th and 6th Street, it's completely flooded. There's a couple disabled vehicles. It's up bumper high on this Jeep.
Down here Dave and I were just talking about that spot. Yeah, that'll get you drowned out right quick. Is there any officers around that area?
Negative. I don't see any officers, but there's a couple of low cars drowned out, stuck in the middle of it.
Anybody in them?
Oh, it looks like everybody's turning around now that they've seen the two cars sitting there.
Are those two cars sitting there empty?
No, there's people in them.
Okay, do you see any officers in that area at all?
Negative.
Hey, what is that intersection?
Deepest part of it would be 6th and Holiday. Or 6th and Broad.
Okay, 6th and Broad. What's on the intersection corners there? Something. Give me a business.
The City Auditorium, Boys Club, Helen Furby.
All right, that's good. All right. You be careful moving on.
Yes, well, mine's squeaking now.
Oh, you better get to some dry ground.
QSL.
This is KNV.
Come again.
This is KE5KNV. I'm at max volume and I can barely hear you and I can see the Channel 3 tower from here.
Alright, well, we got a problem, so we're going to have to figure it out. So I appreciate it. Just be careful going home.
QSL, KU5KNV.
Thank you, Larry. That's by GPO. Go ahead, Danny. Stand by, Danny. Okay, Danny, I had to go to 800. Go ahead, Danny. Yeah, the repeater's getting worse. Danny, you're going to have to get on 800 if I'm going to talk to you.
D5IP. Somebody's sitting on their microphone.